And we became very expert at that. And that my two sons run the company now, own and run the company now. And it is, they're very big, and they're the largest builder of military housing in the country. And they work all over this.
Congratulations, all over the country. That's very
so that, that's the kind of work we did.
Now, did you happen to know your grandparents?
Oh, very well, yes. And they were interesting people. My father's grandparents were older. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. My paternal grandfather, he had come to New Mexico with his parents in 1874, and they homesteaded, and then gradually acquired more land, and then he moved into Cimarron and operated a general store there. He didn't get married until he was 45 because he was busy supporting his family. We don't realize how easy life is today compared to the way those people lived. I mean, and so he, in other words, just economics, he couldn't afford to get married until he was 45. And the woman he married was only 19. In other words, and so in their later years, I can, as I remember him as a little kid, my paternal grandmother was, what would she have been? She probably was maybe in her 60s, some point in there, and still very active and so on. And my paternal grandfather was up in his, getting to be 80, so he, I mean, we didn't do many I didn't do many active things with him, but my, and incidentally, both of them were 100% fluent in Spanish, because in New Mexico, in those days, in fact, I've been told that the official court language in New Mexico, until sometime in the 30s, was Spanish. That was the legal language of the state, which is hard to believe. You know, but they didn't become a state until about 1911.
Right.
But they read Spanish newspapers, Spanish literature. They dealt in Spanish. They were just 100% fluent in Spanish.
And since you learned Spanish from your maid, basically, did you notice differences in the Spanish you learned?
The border Spanish is pretty corrupt. I mean, it got a lot of anglicized words that have been taken from one of my the things that I think are amusing, the Mexicans around here use the word yonke for junk, Y-O-N-K-E. Myrtle Street, they can't say Myrtle, that's a hard pronunciation, they call it the Calle Muerto, Dead Street.
That's great.
But you don't see that in good Spanish.
But the New Mexicans don't speak Castilian Spanish.
Oh, no. But, well, and I think the difference is if you're reading it in a, if you're reading a literature or reading a newspaper, it's going to be different than conversational Spanish. Another thing I forgot. My folks sent me to a local conversational Spanish. I had some private Spanish lessons when I was, maybe 7th, 8th grade, freshman in high school, somewhere in that, in that era.
That's neat.